On May 9th, the Zappel record label releases two records. The first is from John and Yoko and is called Unfinished Music No. 2, Life with the Lions. Side 1 was recorded live on March 2nd at Lady Mitchell Hall in Cambridge and featured John Chakai on saxophone and John Stevens on percussion.
This is a piece called Cambridge 1969.
Side 2 was recorded in November of 1968, around the time of Yoko's miscarriage. The cover picture is taken in London's Queen Charlotte Hospital after the miscarriage. The back cover is a great picture of John, proud and defiant as a horde of police corral John and Yoko into Marylebone Court. The other Zappel album was the second solo album by George called Electronic Sounds. The first side was done at his Escher home in February 69, and the second side in California in November 68, helped out by American electronic music composer Bernie Krause. Something happened between them, so his name was quickly covered over in silver paint just before the release. Both sides are excursions into the world of electronic music, which the general public was not used to, so it left a lot of people scratching their heads. It was all done on his newly acquired Moog synthesizer, which was put to much better use on the Abbey Road album. These two records weren't the ones to set the world on its ear, but the label had been formed with good intentions. It was to be a label devoted to artistic endeavors and experimental sounds. Live performances of Lenny Bruce were scheduled for release, as well as a spoken word recording of Ken Kesey. On May 5th, the newlywed John and Yoko buy a Georgian mansion in Ascot, complete with 72 acres and a £145,000 price tag. It is the house that the Beatles are pictured in front of on the Hey Jude album cover. On the 30th of May, the Beatles release their 20th single. The A-side comes in response to the increasing and unfair criticism that John was receiving for his political ideals, and particularly for his life with Yoko Ono. Bill Harry, John's friend from Liverpool.
John changed a lot when people denigrated and insulted Yoko Ono so much. He'd found someone who at last he could really open up regarding his art, because I could always felt from the art school days this tremendous talent wrapped up within him. Yoko was able to open up John's mind, to give him a great amount of space, and I think that it's like a symbiotic relationship. John and Yoko gave so much to each other, and that the people didn't understand that. They vilified her, and I think this drew him into himself a lot, you know? Because with Yoko, he found what he wanted, and people vilified him for it, which I think was wrong, because they didn't understand him.
John and Yoko give their impression of their critics.
Now and then we get depressed, you know. Like, they end up, you have to just laugh at them, you know, there's nothing else to do. Because they're like sort of bears in a cage, you know. They've been in captivity so long, they don't know they're in a cage, you know. So you just feel sorry for them.
Yeah, but being upset by them is almost like being upset by a tombstone, you know.
On the record, Paul helps John out on the vocal and plays drums, piano, and bass. The other Beatles are not present. The reference to Christ made many programmers of radio stations reluctant to play it.